Hello, this is Michael Zuber, and I wanted to thank you for choosing to spend a little time with One Rental at a Time. My life's mission is to help investors close 1 million rental properties. In order to tackle this crazy goal, I will need your help. If you like this episode or any of the content we produce, please share it on social media. If you get one of my books or perhaps one of our 500 cards, please take a selfie and tag One Rental at a Time. Now on with the show.
Moves in commercial real estate, what does it mean? What does BlackRock CEO say about retirement? What does Jim Cramer say about rates? What is the latest and greatest from Altos Research on real estate? And we'll talk about Dude Perfect getting a nine-figure deal. Yes, not seven, not eight, a nine-figure deal. But first, folks, I want to give you a little bit of a warning. I want to give you a heads up that there's a video coming out on my channel at 9 a.m. Millennial Mike was nice enough to record it. All I have to say is do not watch that video with your kids, and certainly put in earphones if you choose to watch it. All I can say is I was triggered by something that Tom Bilyeu put out, and I got hot and bothered. And now that I've had some time to think about it, roughly 24 hours, I wanted to give you some color on that video. So Tom Bilyeu, impact theory, you know, worth at least $400 million. His wife built Spanx. He's wild successful. Impact theory's got 4 million subs. So what the heck could he have said that set me off? Well, as you will see in the clip, Tom admits to creating doom porn. Tom admits he is creating doom porn because that's what you blank watch. And I was very disappointed. I think somebody who is a self-made multiple winner shouldn't be impacted, shouldn't chase the algorithm. And I was really disappointed. And again, I believe there is so much goodness we could do, and Tom specifically at Impact Theory, if he would find and celebrate folks who made it. Tom's story, his wife's story, is amazing. We should celebrate and bring those victories into the light. Folks like Tom, who clearly don't need the money, should not be creating doom porn. So again, please do not watch that video with your kids. Every other word was a swear word. I got really hot and bothered. But I want to let you know why that set me off. So again, that video comes out at 9 a.m. Don't watch it with kids, and please don't play it loudly in a crowded area because I was upset. All right, let's get into it. What is Blackstone doing? Well, Blackstone is putting money to work. We talked about Blackstone, I think it was 6 months ago or so, where they went from owning no single family homes to buying a company and having roughly 30,000, I believe. Now they are buying a REIT. It is called, let me get it, AIR Communities. They are buying 76 apartments. 76 rental apartments. Jonathan Gray, who I've long said is on the Mount Rushmore of real estate investors, he says he sees signs of recovery. I want to say something about Blackstone and Jonathan Gray seeing signs in recovery, and then what do little folks like you and I think? Let's always remember, Blackstone can be early. Blackstone can be early. Also, Blackstone has a lot of capital they have to put to work, so they would probably get in early. And then finally, let's be clear, Blackstone is going to get the first sniff or the first opportunity at any really big, good deals. But I do think it is a sign. I do think Blackstone putting billions of dollars, this one happens to be a $10 billion, yes folks, $10 billion to work, buying AIR Communities at a 25% premium, it is a sign that we are certainly close to the bottom in commercial real estate. We are starting to see more and more office and more multifamily start to transact. And as we've talked about for the last year, don't focus on price. We have to look at transactions. Why are transactions important? Because in a space where there is a lack of transactions, you really don't have price discovery. You have a couple of transactions going, which may happen because of 1031s or other things. But as transactions head back to normal, we will have price discovery. And I think Blackstone kind of, you know, shooting the starter signal is a sign that we are heading towards price discovery. I think that is a good thing. Let's talk about what Jim Cramer, right? Jim Cramer, the it's fun to watch Jim Cramer because sometimes it's the anti-Jim Cramer trade that works. I will admit to reading Jim's story, gosh, 20 years ago, sleeping in his car, all of that. Jim Cramer's first book was, I thought was pretty good. But he is out there saying, don't hold your breath for rate cuts. Then he goes on to say, be glad we're not raising rates. I agree. The economy doesn't need rate cuts. Earnings season will be interesting. I think Jim does bring up an interesting point. You and I have been seeing economic numbers, jobs, inflation, all of that. But we are heading into earnings seasons. In fact, on Friday, we will start to get banks, aka financial earnings. It will be interesting to watch earnings starting next week when you get out of the financials. Because maybe, earnings will be okay. The earnings recession could be over. And always remember, it is my belief that a rolling recession is possible. So while we may see earnings declines in, say, high-end retail, are we seeing a return to manufacturing? Are we seeing a return to something else? So again, I do think Jim brings up an interesting point. Will the earnings that will really start in earnest on Friday for the next several weeks show us that the economy is doing okay? So again, I think it is worth looking at. Let's talk about Altos Research, folks. Altos Research, again, if you're not following them on Twitter, do yourself a favor. It gives us weekly data all the time. It does look like new listings and active inventory declined. This is, of course, being blamed on Easter. As you all know, I'm sure Easter rotates. It's not always on the same day every year. So this week was impacted by Easter. Well, last year's compare was not. So it may just be a one-week blip. So we will look at that. But nonetheless, active inventory went down slightly, although it's still up 25% year on year. New listings was interesting, down 8.5%. I agree with Altos Research and frankly, Logan at Housing Wire. A drop of 8.5% in listings probably is because of Easter, right? You're not gonna hold an open house on Easter, you know, all of those things. So I think they're right. I do think it's interesting. It is interesting to point out that new listings were actually down 1.5% year on year. Again, likely because Easter changes every year. So very interesting. Median home price still up year on year at 5.7%. Shout out Lance Lambert, man. Lance Lambert, his data, the data that he has and he shares is outstanding. I just pulled one of his tweets. And this is important. If you follow One Rental at a Time, you're doing real estate, you have a buy box, you have a city, you have a location. I just grabbed one of Lance's tweets about Atlantic City to show how important it is to look at your buy box. And again, remember, if you want to look for price declines, what do you need? In my opinion, active inventory above 2019. So think Austin, Texas. Atlantic City, New Jersey. In March of 2019, it had 2,483 active listings. In March of 2024, you had 850. Inventory is down. Active inventory in Atlantic City in 4 years, 5 years, is down 70%. Let's just say if inventory is down 70%, it is hard to have crash. I know the doomers keep talking about it. It's comical at this point, but hey. There's actually a quote that I put together about our friends, the doomers. And I wanted to share it with you. Let me know what you think of this quote, because I've tweaked a quote that I saw online to match what you and I deal with, or at least I deal with daily. Doomers get to be right occasionally. Doomers get to be right occasionally. Optimists get to be rich. What do you think? How's that hit? Let me know what you think. And again, by rich, I mean financially, emotionally, spiritually. Being an optimist in this world is just a better and happier way to live. Can you imagine creating doom content, creating a following of doomers and just all that negativity? Oh, I'd have to go see a shrink. It would be horrible. So yes, doomers get to be right occasionally. Optimists get to be rich and happy. Let me know what you think in the comments below. Let's talk about BlackRock. Boy, BlackRock's Larry Fink, CEO of BlackRock, stepped into it the other day. He's basically saying retirement at the age of 65 is unlikely. It's a myth. It is not going to work. That goes on to follow into a BBC article I read about 75 being the new 65. Yes, folks, if you are thinking about retiring at 65, according to Larry Fink and BBC, you should just change now and look to retire at 75. I want to go back to several videos that Dion, Matt, Anna, Coach, all of these folks have had with you in the last couple of weeks. You need to retire early. And to all the folks out there that keep leaving comments, you don't get it, I need to work, blah, blah, blah. You're not hearing me. When you set up and you put in a decade of discipline, living below your means, investing, buying assets to cash flow, and earning financial freedom, you can do whatever you want at that point, including work. But trust me, someday you're gonna run into a situation where you don't wanna sell your hours 1 hour at a time. When you earn financial freedom, you get this great opportunity to chase impact. You can chase impact. And yes, Dion has released something called FINE, Financial Independence, No Excuses. That is the right answer. It is hard for me to watch and read the folks that have already given up. If you say you can't, you're right, you can't. On this channel, we bring you people who have done it. On this channel, we have people that watch that believe they can do it. Folks, it's a decade. The first 5 years suck, lots of mistakes, but I want you to believe it's possible and it is worth it. Let's go on and talk about Dude Perfect. I don't know if you watch Dude Perfect or not. They have 60 million subs, 17 billion views. Apparently they are the 35th most popular YouTube channel. What did they just do? They just secured a nine-figure investment. The investment is somewhere between $100 million and $300 million. They are going to launch a retail stores, streaming, line of toys and games, maybe even a $100 million theme park. Folks, if you don't know what Dude Perfect is, go watch it. They cut their teeth on YouTube doing basketball trick shots. Again, find your passion, find your people, find that energy. You can create something. I shared with you the other day, I'm recording this on my phone. You do not need fancy gear. It's a freaking wired microphone. How old am I? But yes, focus, discipline, showing up every day. We've made $200,000 on YouTube. You can do it too. It takes time. You'll have to learn. You have to find your voice. You have to do all of that. But it's right there for you. If you're a baby boomer, if you're Gen X, if you're a late millennial, you have life experience. You have a hobby and passion that is just waiting for you. You do not need to chase doom like Tom Bilyeu, who set me off to open this video. You could celebrate people doing good things. You could put goodness out in the world. If you don't need the money, you can do good things. You can chase impact. Just think about that. And then, of course, one of the things that we do on this channel is we celebrate the audience. I want to congratulate Ranfree. Ranfree, congratulations for getting your next deal. Folks, if you don't know what these are, I actually have three different cards that I want to share with the community. One, we have the golden ticket. Those are for folks that get their first deal. You can only ever get one. Then we have these black cards, which you can get as many as you want. You can get 10, 20, 30, 50. I don't care. I will keep mailing them every time you get a deal. And then finally, we have just released these purple tickets because some of you just need to write an offer. Some of you are scared to write an offer. If that is you, write your disrespectful offer, get it off your chest, realize nothing bad happens, and then keep moving forward. So these are what the purple cards are for. I'm here for you. Do the work. Buy the course, How to Get Started One Rental at a Time. And lastly, I'm a little surprised. We released for the month of April the 50,000 sub t-shirt, the 50,000 sub, highlighting that you are part of the first 50,000, and we've sold zero. Zero. That was the shirt I should have had available at the event, and I didn't, shame on me. But yes, I thought a lot of folks would want to celebrate being part of the 50,000. If that is you, it's available in all sizes, all colors. You can go to my website, onerentalatatime.com, see what size works for you. We only have one t-shirt available a month. It creates some scarcity and some uniqueness. So have fun with that. All right, folks, take care of yourself. Congratulations. Have a wonderful day. Later.